Socrates was a brilliant and rational man. Why would he suffer for a crime he did not commit when he had the choice to escape? Well, Socrates gave his answer that he had promised his fellow citizens, the state, to obey the laws that had been passed by the democracy. And he was a consistent Democrat. He will do what the majority says. The hemlock was passed, was ordered legally. It wasn't that he was assassinated. So he was to live by the laws, he had to take the hemlock. Now, of course, from an objectivist point of view, he was entirely wrong. Individuals have rights. Laws are there to protect the individual right. An unjust law, which intended to kill you, which legislates your killing, is certainly wrong, and you should run. That's if you're on the premise that there is objective right and wrong, and that government must be based on that, not on majority rule. And the good example is that even though Aristotle did not know about individual rights, he was confronted with a similar situation when the Athenians were after him, and he ran. He fled from Athens with the famous statement, "I'm not going to let the Athenians sin twice against philosophy."